All right, Thomas, you ready to get into it?
I'm ready, man.
It's Pickle Pod. We've got Tyson Apostle, Thomas here. Shields.
Yep, we're both here. I thought you were doing roll call.
Okay, got it. One of these weeks we'll get through an intro smoothly without some sort of interruption or something like that.
It's because you go into it so harsh. You're just like, Pickle Pod. And I'm like, is there more? Is there? And then you take a little pause. So then I'm like waiting. And then you say my name, which usually is like my nudge to be like, here I am. And then you go over the top of me with our guest, who is Thomas Wilson.
Thomas number two.
Now you're taking my role. And yes, Thomas number two.
You already said Thomas. I just was said here at the same time. So my fault. I take full responsibility for it.
And as long as you're not saying Tom, we're good, man.
Yeah. Okay. So neither of you go by Tom.
Negative.
Okay. Thomas Shields.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us what you know about Thomas Wilson. Because once in a while, you take credit for his victories, I believe.
Yeah, my record's starting to get really good, honestly. But that's the beauty of this. We don't know a ton about Thomas Wilson, but you've kind of been the talk of the town lately, had a few big wins of late, and people are wondering, like, what's the future for Thomas number two in pickleball? Thomas, let me tee you up a little bit here.
Okay.
And we'll just talk about some of your recent results. And then we'll ask you a couple questions. So I think the first time we heard about you actually was we had AJ Kohler on as a guest. It was the Thursday right before the Texas Open. So he was actually about to go warm up with what he said was his cousin, Thomas Wilson, at which point we dubbed you Thomas number two.
Indeed.
We did not know who you were at that point, but you guys had a great run in that tournament in men's doubles. I think you had a big win over Zane Navratil and Jeff Warnick in three games. And then you actually went and beat Tyson McGuffin and Riley Newman in two games. Eventually, they came back around and beat you guys in the bronze match, though. In, let's see, Vegas at the PPA Championships, you had a pretty good win over Austin Gridley and Berent Teos. I never know how to say his name, but
me either.
Those two dudes beat Ben and Colin, so they're not nobodies. And you had a good win over Grant Bond, who I know personally is a great player, and Damian Spitzo. And then this past weekend at the Masters, you had a huge win in singles over Jay DeVilliers and another big win over Frank Anthony Davis, who's, he's a grinder, he's a vet. And then you ended up losing, getting knocked out by Tyson McGuffin.
Once again.
Ooh, is he your crux?
You know, I guess so. 0-2 against the guy. The first time lasted about 5 minutes. The second one in the Masters lasted about 15. So
okay, so the next time it's going to last about half an hour before your slow, painful death.
Dude, it was a good match, though. It was a good match. You had a lot of points that seemingly went on for forever, and a lot of good points you took from him. I was pretty impressed. That was the first time I like sat and I really watched you.
Are we sure Tyson wasn't just toying with me? I mean, I'm just sitting there running around in circles on the court. He's just chilling at the kitchen line. So
either way, you're getting good cardio.
Exactly.
T-Dub. Can I call you T-Dub?
Absolutely.
Okay. T-Dub. Thomas Shields said, earlier that you're kind of the talk of the town right now. Pickleball's a buzz a little bit. That's what I'm saying. Are you feeling that? Is that something you're feeling? Like, are you like, hell yeah, dude, pickleball community's talking about me right now. Everywhere you go down the street, you're just hearing whispers of your name, even in your office or job that you work, people that are employed there, your coworkers, all they can talk about is T-Dub on the pickleball courts. Like, are you feeling that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes and no. I think people still don't really know my name because they call me cousin, typically.
They call you cousin to AJ?
I'm still AJ's cousin, which really that's my main motivation to play pickleball is I'm determined to
be
the number one cousin. I just have to let people know.
Make AJ the cousin.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And how are you feeling that? Like, Like, are you just seeing it in the forum? Are you are you at pickleball tournaments? More people are recognizing you. What is
yeah, tell me so what I the guess, buzz I is. Guess the, define the, way the buzz. The way to sum it up at the Masters, I think, is the last day. This guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, can I take your picture?"
Okay.
And I just kind of looked at him like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, it's for my wife. It's for my wife." And I'm like, "Sure, Paul." Yeah. You're obsessed with me, bro.
Yeah. Okay, bud. Why don't you just calm down? Here's your picture.
Seriously. Yeah. So that was actually a hilarious experience. Like, okay, people are taking pictures with me. So.
Okay. Was that like the first time you noticed that? Okay, I'm kind of on the radar now. Or would you say maybe that happened at the tournament before? Or?
Yeah, I mean, even though AJ and I had a couple decent wins and good wins in doubles, you know, it didn't feel it much. But really, just after beating Jay, that's when everyone kind of freaked out. And I was like, whoa, geez. I was like, I know it was a good win, but geez, it's just one win. But people are just acting like I just cured cancer or something. So I'm like, that's fine with me, but, you know, it's...
Have you been practicing your autograph?
You know, I have yet to sign something, so I'm going to start practicing it right after this call.
Okay, good.
Thomas, I'm not going to write Tom. It's a full Thomas in print.
Why not just T-Dub? Because here's the thing. If you throngs of fans, take it from me, it's too exhausting to write out your full name. You're just going to have to eventually just shorten it somehow, either super sloppy or initials only.
Although T-Dub is awfully close to J-Dub, and he's like... He's kind of the OG, so I feel like T-Dub is stealing that a bit. So,
yeah.
Gotta respect J-Dub.
J-Dub and T-Dub, I think that's fine.
Yeah, it flows.
Right? So, yeah, you can do whatever you want. I'm just giving you some unsolicited advice like I like
words
to
do. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So, you are not just a pro pickleball player, though. You balance a career.
Correct. Yeah. So I work for a company called Alert Media. It's a software company. I've been in sales for
a few years.
So
no free ads. Blur that out. Bleep that
it's
out.
Not, it's not free.
No,
He's on the clock right now. They're paying. Yeah, they're paying for this.
No exceptions.
Alert Media.
Yeah. So do you think that's extra insulting to a full-time professional pickleball player to be beat by someone who's juggling a career as well?
I was curious about that. I wondered how these guys felt.
So am I
coming in, but you know, to be fair, I have been practicing a lot more because Dekel, Rob, Vivian live. I'm like 50 minutes south of Dreamland, so okay. I'm in New Braunfels, like an hour south of Austin. So I've been last few months taking a lot more seriously and practicing with them a couple times a week. So it's not as part time as it used to be, but I definitely still have a full time job that I actually love. So I plan to continue to balance both as well as I can.
Okay, cool. So. Sounds good.
Working from home though, so it's nice to be flexible. You know, like I've done demos selling my software like in the weirdest places.
Has it always been from home?
No. So before COVID, we were in the office full time, but I was still doing Zoom meetings all the time.
So you're going to stay at home now permanently. You don't think you're going to go back to the office?
You know, probably half of our employees are back in, but I'm like, I don't need to be in the office, and I'm over an hour away now, so they get it. Okay. And I'm like, do you want a sales guy to be driving 3 hours a day, or do you want me selling some software? So
yeah,
just got to keep my numbers up.
So yeah, just keep
all this rolling, man.
So that's your biggest focus in your pickleball career is keeping your sales up in your real career.
That is exactly right. That's good. What runs that's everything. So okay.
That's good. How old are you, Thomas?
31.
Okay. Got it. Where are you originally from? Are you an Austin guy?
No. So I actually grew up in San Antonio.
Okay. You're Texas.
The Alamo. Yeah.
The Alamo.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo.
Always.
Then I went up to Purdue for college tennis for a couple of years, ended up transferring to Texas. I was on the team just for 1 year and then had a couple of years. I did the 5-year victory lap. So I was able to be a normal college guy for a couple of years and then ditched tennis ever since, man. So
did you go straight from tennis into pickleball, or did you take a hiatus from rackets and paddles for a handful of years? And then what was the transition there, and what got you into playing pickleball?
So it was a very abrupt transition out of tennis. I was just sick of it. So after college, quit completely. Mm-hmm. Then got married pretty young. I was 23. Wife was 20. So we married 8 years and didn't do any racket sports until a couple of years ago. My mom got me a pickleball paddle for Christmas. And I was like, what is this? Is this a ping pong paddle? Okay. So we just started playing casually a couple years. Similar time that AJ did. My mom got us both paddles. And
what kind of paddle? Around.
It was a green graphite Selkirk.
Yeah, no free ads. Bleep that out.
Why did you even tee him up for that?
Man, that's two strikes for me, man. I'm about to be cut
no.
off.
No. Shields is sabotaging you on purpose.
He is.
Yeah.
Listen, Thomas number one would have never made that mistake. That's all.
I saw it coming from a mile away. What paddle is that? And I'm like, come on. You just said no free ads like 2 seconds ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I should have said that. Has, it was a green paddle.
Yeah.
It was a green one.
Exactly.
And then at what point did you say, I'm going to play seriously? I'm going to take this more serious. I want to get better. I'm going to take the time to get better. What was the transition like there? And how long did it take?
Yeah, so initially I just started playing because I was just getting fat, you know, just at my desk job. I'm like, I got to be active again.
How fat?
So, not that fat, but I was just, you know, I was withering away.
Okay.
So I was like, it's time to get back in shape.
Withering away, gaining weight.
Yes.
It sounds
okay.
My muscles were withering away. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Slinking into the fat. And what did you, as you were playing pickleball, did you notice yourself getting in better shape? Were you gaining aerobic capacity? Were you losing weight? Were you gaining, like, what?
All the above, man. Yeah. I mean, okay. Going from doing nothing to getting back out there. And I, you know, especially at the beginning, I'm just running everywhere, just don't understand the strategy. So I just resort to hitting a lob and running a bunch of shots down, and people are like, it's not the smartest thing.
Yeah. I think that the worse you are at pickleball, the better exercise you get while playing pickleball.
Exactly. So I've gotten really good shape the last couple of years. Thank you. Just watch my match against Tyson and you'll understand.
Got all your steps in. Very good.
No, but I mean, the transition was, AJ and I kind of talked about it. We're like, man, it'd be fun to like play a pro sport essentially together, just at a high level, because we grew up playing ping pong together, played some tennis, all that stuff, and we played two tournaments last year, you know, just kind of popped in, played a couple, did okay, but you know, you quickly realize if you want to be at the top level, just takes a little bit of time, the nuances, even if you're, you know, a high level tennis player, it's so different. So really the last back end of this year, like last 3 months, I've really gone all in as far as practicing, like I said, going up to Dreamland a couple times a week and playing with guys like Deckel. I mean, you can't, he's ridiculous. So you quickly figure out what you can't do. So he's really helped expedite that, and playing with Vivian, Rob, and AJ when he's there. So
do you think after these people hear this podcast and realize that they've helped you get better, that they're going to stop playing with you?
I hope not.
Like Deckel's like, oh no, I don't want him to get even better. I got to stop.
No, I don't think Deckel's scared of me. I mean, look at the guy and look at his results. He's not worried.
All right. Speaking of Rob Nunnery. So I think some people know, not everybody knows, that he actually documented his journey.
Were we speaking of Rob Nunnery?
Yeah. He's in Austin.
Oh, he is.
You mentioned Rob.
Okay.
Do you want to just ruin my segue?
No, I just was thinking only Deckel, so I didn't even hear that other name.
But so Rob Nunnery actually documented his entire journey from amateur to pro, and he would release these periodic blogs and he would do videos. And just in doing a little bit of research, I stumbled upon one of his early blogs from over a year ago. And here's just a little excerpt from it.
Oh, gosh.
Coming from a tennis background, playing singles and pickleball seemed attractive until I actually played singles. I mean, WTF. It's way more intense than tennis singles. It's fun, but damn, it's intense. And I need to get in way better shape to be able to last in a tournament playing 20-year-old machines. That confused me. Got it. Playing 20-year-old
machines. So he's not talking about me, man.
Yeah. No, and then listen to this next sentence. I feel like singles is going to be a battle. I've only played a handful of times, but when I do, it's with a local guy, Thomas Wilson, That's crazy talented. If he actually played tournaments and played more than a few times a month, he'd be a top 10 singles guy, no problem.
Mm. I must have paid him for that too. All these ads, man.
I do like that he documented his journey once he decided he was going to shoot for being a pro pickleball player. That's fun to see someone maturation into the sport. Thomas, are you a top 10 singles player yet, or have you not put your head down and worked on it like Nunnery said you should?
You know, I should probably work a little bit harder, but you know, getting a taste the last week is, it was exciting. So it's
close.
Yeah. Time to start playing more, but yeah. So Nunnery and I, when he decided to kind of go pro, we would practice singles. We did a handful of times, literally that was it. But you know, we played for an hour, played a few games, and we were just absolutely exhausted. So it was fun just battling him, you know, literally like three, four times. And then he moved. So that was it. I was like, man, I'm starting to get better at pickleball. I have someone good to practice with. Rob's gone. So that was that.
How did you meet Rob? Like, how are you connecting with all these players? Is it just because of the small network and like you just end up meeting up with people your own skill level, et cetera?
Yeah. So Rob specifically was at Steve Kuhn's house. There's a couple people that just went to hang out at his place and play in his backyard.
Yeah.
And Rob showed up. I think that was like the first, I'd been playing pickleball like randomly for a few months with my family and a group here in Austin. But then Rob showed up and you could tell he was brand new, but he was serious, man. Like he was like, I think he just like saw the light. He's like, this is going to be like my new thing. So he went all in immediately. So I've been taking a little bit longer to go all in. I kind of wish I did, you know, 2 years ago, whenever that
or
was.
Or 10 years ago, man. Can you imagine if we all would have gotten on the boat 10 years ago?
That's true. But
you think you'd be pro, Tyson?
Basically.
Do I think I'd be pro?
Yep.
If I had transitioned from cycling into pickleball, yeah. I think I could have been pro back then, like 2009, easy. 2010. How could I not? Right? I mean, Thomas Shields, imagine me, except for 10 years faster, 10 years smarter, 10 years sexier. Come on.
That's a
Are
lot.
You saying you're getting dumber with age?
I think I'm getting wiser, but maybe not. Maybe I'm still getting more intelligent. Yeah.
So you're wiser, but duller.
We're not sure.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think I know everything right now, but I thought I knew everything back then. But now when I look back from now to then, I'm like, I was an idiot. So yeah, probably not. Probably not smarter. I probably would have played too hard and burned myself out and then left.
I feel like you know a lot. Your vocabulary's been off the charts, especially this episode.
You think so? What things have I said?
You said maturation.
Yep.
As opposed to saying just getting in better shape, you said aerobic capacity. You dropped that on our heads.
Sure.
I blocked out when you said that. I was like, excuse me. My brain just like had a little mini hemorrhage trying to understand.
Well, guys, the good news is I'm a college dropout, so there's hope for everyone. You know, you can have an okay vocabulary even without doing your time.
I basically was too. I studied psychology in college. I mean,
you basically were a dropout.
Yeah. I have a degree, but not really. That's why I'm good. In sales.
Yeah. I should probably be in sales too, if we're being honest.
Hey, Alert Media is hiring. Sorry.
Are they?
Third strike.
Tell me what kind of starting salary I could expect.
I don't know. For you, probably six figures, man.
I'm in. High six figures?
Because you're wise, man. You're a sage.
That is true. I am a sage. Look at how jealous Thomas Shields is. He's like, I want that job. Sorry, there's only one
His
left.
Facial expression.
Yeah. Oh,
man. You guys are having a good conversation. I'm just listening.
So Thomas Shields, you're 28 right now. Is that correct?
29
because of your birthday a month ago.
I thought you guys knew each other. Come on.
We do know each other, but the last time we talked about his age, he was 28. So let's say 10 years ago probably would have been a little early, but you still could have gotten in on the pickleball craze 10 years ago. If you had started playing pickleball 10 years ago, would you be pro?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd both be pro, dude. We'd both probably dominate it. Dominating the sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dominating the sport.
There's nobody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Every, two people play pickleball that time.
It'd be me and
but
you.
Also,
every national championships, it'd just be you and I at the court.
And we're the only ones playing the 2020 game. Everybody else is still playing the 2009 game. And they're just like, third shot drive, what is happening? We're like, we do it almost every other shot. Yeah.
That would have been an entertaining national championship, to be fair.
If you hit an Ernie, in semi pro, when they do the alley oop for the first time and the ref's like,
what happened? Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. It's too bad we missed our calling.
You did. Thomas
Wilson in 2021. Who do you think's better? Because you played them both. You beat Jay DeVilliers or Tyson McGuffin. What do you notice about their games? What's different? What's similar?
Gosh, that's tough. Man, that's a tough question. I mean, so Jay is obviously longer.
You're making him choose who's the better player?
Well, I'm more or less just asking him to point out some interesting stuff about their game.
How can we beat him? If we were pros, how would we be able to beat him, Thomas Wilson, and how would they beat us?
I will tell you right now, and I don't know the answer. No, I think, I guess just most recently Tyson, he doesn't miss. I mean, he drops everything into my backhand. It's hard to pass. I mean, even though he isn't that long, I was watching a little bit of live stream afterwards, and I was like, I just couldn't really get a ball by him. So, and he's smart. I've said a couple of times, I'm running around trying to survive. I mean, I'm like hitting shots backwards, running up and back four times in one point, and I'm just like, is he toying with me? I think he is, but it's fun. Like, at least it's a match. It lasted more than 5 minutes, like the last one. But then Jay, I mean, the dude he's so talented. He's so athletic and long and creative. The shots he hits. I mean, I know he had a few errors when we played, which helped. He missed a couple of returns. That was one time that we played. So it'd be interesting to play him again. But both guys are awesome dudes off the court and on the court. So it's fun playing guys like that, because you just have, you know, you're going to battle against each other, but you know you can banter in the middle of, you know, like when I was playing Tyson, the first point I hit him in the head. I just ripped it forehand, hit him in the forehead. And he was just like, he just was like, I'm an idiot. So guys like that, it's just so fun to play with. And especially people that had a tennis career in the past. It's like, I don't enjoy the people that act like it's junior tennis and have an, you know, just kind of try to get your head out there. No, I will not do that. But guys like Tyson and Jay are class acts, and they're incredibly talented. So it's so fun to just battle against them. So
okay, money match right now after the podcast. Who you picking to play against, McGuffin or DeVilliers?
So you're making me choose.
Yep. Who do you have a better shot against? Who do you feel like it?
I'm gonna go Tyson.
Okay.
Why do you think you were able to beat Jay?
No, he's wait. You're choosing to play against. You're choosing to play against Tyson
right now.
I feel like these are softballs.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten into it yet, T-Dub.
Oh my gosh. So what question am I answering right now?
If there's a $10,000 match, winner takes $10,000, you have to choose your opponent. Are you choosing Tyson or are you choosing Jay?
Okay, I guess I'm just going to go with a smart answer and say Jay, because I did beat him.
Okay.
Why did you beat him? Yeah, you got to figure out which way you're pointing there.
And I think it's different for everybody, so it doesn't really matter which way I point.
I mean, I think it's tough because I'm not – some guys are thinkers and they have a lot of strategy going out there. I typically just kind of roll out there and just see what works and just figure it out. Like, my dad was my tennis coach back in the day, and he would always try to get me to have some sort of strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was always like, are you thinking at all? And I'm like, not really.
That's a good dad.
I'm running around though.
That's how I am.
Coach?
You know, he's gotten into it lately, and so we're starting to hit more together. So maybe that'll happen.
Okay.
So
good. What'd you say, Thomas Shields?
I was just going to talk about myself. It's probably better that we didn't acknowledge it.
No, you should talk about yourself.
I was just going to say that I never think through points. There's no like mental game. There's just like, I just rely on being like speedy and like, I'm just instinctual. So
you're trying to be like me.
Yeah. You're trying to be like T-Dub. I'm always like, well,
T-Dub number two.
Backhands are probably always the weakest. I'll just keep trying to go to the backhand if I can. And, when I played Irina, but she played left-handed and I'm left-handed. So I played left-handed as well, but I had quite a lead on her. And then I noticed her adjusting her game based on the way I was playing. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I noticed her adjusting, but I was like, I wouldn't even know how to adjust anywhere against anybody. I just play my game and either win or lose. And that's it. So I think that's the big difference between these top levels, like you, T-Dub, versus someone like me who's like, I have a game and I'll play it, but if you figure it out, I'm not going to be able to adjust at all to you figuring out my game.
No, but I still feel similar. I mean, like I said, playing a guy like Tyson, like he knows exactly what he's doing with every ball, and I'm like, not really sure. So that's let's figure it out on the fly, man.
Yeah, but if you don't know, then if you don't know what you're going to do with the ball, then how could your opponent possibly know what you're going
to do
with the ball?
Exactly. It's a surprise to both of us. Tyson did say, man, it's hard to read your forehand. I'm like, well, cool, because I don't know where I'm going until last second, and sometimes it's an accident.
Yeah.
Wait, Thomas, you did have a few of those, like, I think you were going for an extended low forehand, and you, like, hit an inverted backhand instead. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. I'm not sure why that happens.
Have you done that before? I saw it a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, never in tennis, but like pickleball, it happens occasionally. And I think it's because someone was asking me and I was like, I don't know why I do that. But when it's like super low and I'm sprinting forward, I think just how I hold my forehand grip, it's more natural for me to just kind of like slide it underneath.
I guess.
Versus like turn my wrist. I think. Maybe I just shouldn't be doing that. That's what somebody told me after. They're like, hey, I think you're doing that stupid shot a few too many times. I'm like, you're probably right. Thanks for the tip.
You're right. Yeah. Thank you.
Coming from the guy who asked me to take a picture. Thanks for the tip, man. You want to be my coach? Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
He's a 3-5.
Thanks a lot, Paul, here.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So what are your plans for 2022? You gonna do any APPs? Like, what's your tournament schedule look like coming up?
Yeah, so just kind of figuring that out, playing mainly with AJ, probably mainly PPAs, but mixing it up a little bit with some APPs too. But yeah, I'm going to play a lot more. At least my goal is like at least a tournament a month, so 12 to 15 tournaments.
Nice, okay.
But yeah, so going to be a lot different than this year. So, and that's, you know, my goal and this year was play like, you know, 5 or 6 tournaments back to back, which has been a lot travel wise. So I need to roll that back a bit, but just to kind of get my name out there and see if I enjoy it, see how well I do. And then if I wanted to continue playing next year or not, is kind of, I just wanted to give it a fair shake.
Right. Right. Well, you got lucky having AJ, cause he's newish on the scene, at least as far as like getting good results.
Yeah.
So are you, kind of happen at the same time, and you guys can pair up. Cause I think one of the biggest challenges for anybody playing doubles joining the pro tour is how you're going to find a decent partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's been huge. Cause he's, you know, especially this year, he's had crazy success. So for me to have like a baked in family partner has helped dramatically. So
yeah,
we kind of just glossed over this and you said it just a second ago. You're giving yourself a fair shake this year, 2022, and then you're making a decision on whether to continue trying to play at a high level or not. What is...
No, so I was meaning like the end of this year, like, because I didn't play any tournaments until a few months ago this year. And so I wanted to play a lot at the end of this year to see starting 2022.
Okay.
If I'm just going to keep this as a hobby or try to actually play legitimately. So.
And what did you decide?
I'm going for it, man.
Yes.
I mean, with a full-time job in my mind, I'm going full-time pickleball, which is part-time for most of these guys, but you know, I feel like 15 tournaments roughly. That's
but if you do
still a good schedule.
if you do 40 hours a week at your job and then 40 to 50 hours a week pickleball, then that's still full-time pickleball, even though you also have your full-time job.
Yeah. 40 hours of pickleball a week sounds like a lot. It'll probably be more like,
do you want it? Do you want it, Thomas Wilson, or not?
Oh, you sound like my mom now. Oh my gosh. She's like, you know, we have an exercise room at our house you can use all the time. She reminds me like every day. I'm like, Mom, I know I have a little beer belly, okay, but like freaking give me a break.
Do they have an elliptical trainer? What do they got there?
Yeah, they have like a Peloton, elliptical weights.
Nice.
So, and they live like 10 minutes away, so it's convenient, but I just think every excuse.
Tyson, you looking for a new gym or something?
No, absolutely not. No, I was just curious to see what his mom was trying to talk him into doing. I only do exercise if it's fun. That's the point I am in my life.
And if it increases your aerobic capacity.
Nope, right. Don't care about that anymore. Only if
he forgot what that means already. That was like a one-hit wonder.
What now, Thomas? Where did you come up with that big? Is it two words or three? Aerobic capacity.
You hyphenate that?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And Lauren Stratman said she wants to play a few with you as well. She actually said, she sung your praises. She said, you are, quote, the next big thing.
Oh, man.
Wow. Gosh. Lots of pressure.
Jeez, I know. I don't like the pressure.
You think she's sabotaging you purposely by just dumping all this pressure on you?
Absolutely.
Like all the pros are in a room without you and they're like, let's all say that Thomas Wilson is the next thing, the next big thing. We'll all just keep selling it as hard as we can and he'll eventually crumble under all those expectations.
It's what it's starting to feel like and it's not. You know what? I'm done. Not playing 2022. It's been fun.
Oh, the mind games. Now they're not expecting you. Then you show up to the first tournament. Here I am, next big thing. I've been playing 40 hours a week, just like my mom wanted me to. All through winter. Dude, I can't wait for this to happen.
Oh, man. Man, I even studied psychology, and I feel like I'm just getting messed with right now. My brain hurts.
Well, you haven't utilized that degree in probably a handful of years. So
No, I never will. No, but back to Stratman. Yeah, we'll probably play some mix. It's just, again, with a job. Taking Thursday off for singles. If I take Friday off as well, that's 2 days for one tournament. So it's a little tough. So I'll probably pepper some mixed in, but won't play like every tournament mixed.
But if you win every single thing you play, then I feel like those tournament winnings will be greater than a day's worth of work.
Potentially. That's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I'm just crunching numbers over here.
Yes. Because you're smart. Oh, well, wise.
I mean, you don't tell people you're smart. You show people you are.
You're right. You just showed us. You proved it.
Yeah.
Live.
Nice little nugget there.
There we go.
That was deep.
I'm 42, guys. I got a lot of wisdom.
Well, Thomas Wilson, the next big thing is Lauren Stratman calls you. Thanks for joining us. It was awesome to have you. I know you probably got some more demos coming up. Got to
sell that software, man. These entry fees are not cheap, you know. So
that's true. And this software is not going to sell itself.
No, it will not.
Actually does, but sells better when you got a sweet, smooth talker like Thomas Wilson on the other end.
Got the next big thing selling software, crush it.
Okay, thanks, Thomas. Nice to meet you. Have a wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing you play all those tournaments in the future.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all so much. That was fun. Good to meet you guys.
Later, man.
All right, later, y'all.
He was fun.
God, that guy sucked.
I think he can still hear us.
Thought he'd never leave.
Yeah. Wow. No, he was a lot of fun, right? What did you like most? Are you bugged that he might be the more charismatic Thomas in the pickleball world?
Yeah. You know what? You know what really bugged me is he's probably a better software salesman than me.
Yeah, he probably is. I bet he is, honestly.
Very, very easy to talk to.
Why don't you try selling me software and I'll tell you if I think you're any good at it. We don't have to do that.
I was about to jump in the pit mode.
I know you were. And I was
leaned back for a second. I was like, all right.
Here we go. And I was like, nobody wants to hear this. So I canceled it before you got into it.
That was for the best.
What do we have in the newsletter this week?
We actually had a bunch of stuff. Some of it's kind of boring, though.
Yeah, you know, we don't boring stuff over here. We can list it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, but we want to drive people to the newsletter, so I always want to bring that stuff up. But, you know, I go back and forth about what's good for a podcast versus what's good for a newsletter.
Well, this is all you do, Thomas. Our newsletter's out. There's lots of exciting stuff in there, and there's a lot of factual stuff that's interesting to know, but not really fun to listen to two guys talk about.
Well, I've got, first of all, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
But I do have one thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening, it'd be a huge help. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please, on Spotify, hit that follow button. On Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, you know, I don't know what the button is. Subscribe, I would imagine it
or
is.
Or download, yeah.
On YouTube.
All of that stuff helps.
Let me get my hand in frame. Subscribe, hit the subscribe button. That'd be huge. That really helps us grow. We need that stuff. And leave a review.
Yeah. Leave a review. We're doing this for free out of the goodness of our heart and the love of the sport. And if you're enjoying what we're doing, the way you can help us that does not cost you any money is like, subscribe, follow, share. All of those things help us grow, which then keeps us doing this.
Stay with us because it sounds like we're wrapping up the podcast right now, and we aren't.
We haven't even started yet. Hardly.
We're going to drone on for a little bit longer here.
Yeah, tell us what else we got going.
So let's just go over the Masters results, just for those curious.
Oh, I wore my whites just in celebration of. So, yeah.
I did not.
Well.
But I'll read through these. And then we'll also talk about the Franklin Cup results, because that's basically like who is the number one player in each respective category for
the year. So you're just going to read names while I sit here.
Yeah, essentially. You want to do a guessing game? Who do you think won mixed doubles? Did you read the newsletter?
I didn't read the newsletter.
So, PPA Masters. Mixed doubles champions, Lucy Kovalova and Matt Wright.
Matt Wright. I knew it. I guessed it.
All right. Men's doubles, Ben Johns and?
Colin Johns.
Matt Wright. Women's doubles, I don't know why I'm so entertained by this.
You name one, I'll name the other and try and,
I feel like
you know.
You're just scrambling right now. Women's doubles.
Simone.
Jesse Irvin and?
Catherine Parento.
Nailed that one.
Yep.
Men's singles.
Ben Johns.
Who'd he beat?
JW.
Tyson McGuffin. you got to start watching these tournaments, dude.
Was gone this weekend because I was supposed to play in the Celebrity Pro-Am and I couldn't make it because had a photo shoot going on, bro. The day in the life, man.
Dude, the Celebrity Pro-Am, this one rapper, freshman game, and his caption, I was reading it afterward, he did a post with Deco, really cracked me up. He's like, my buddy hit me up to play some pickup ball, turns out it was pickleball, and then went on to say a bunch of other stuff, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Sure. Yeah, who else do we got?
Women singles.
Well,
you know this one.
Catherine Parento.
Annalee Waters.
Good win for her.
Who'd she beat?
Catherine Parento.
Leah Jansen.
Oh, Leah Jansen.
Senior mixed doubles. You'll not get any of these. Chris Anderson and Dave Weinbach. Men's doubles, Dave Weinbach and Dane Gingrich. Senior women's doubles, Nathalie Bagby. Do you say it, Natalie? There's an H in it.
So yeah, you still say Natalie.
Okay. And Beth Bellamy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that one, but if you would have given me one of the partners for the mixed or the men's, I maybe could have gotten their partner. So in the future.
All right. We'll do the guessing game for the Franklin Cup winner. So again, this is the player, one single player in each category, women's singles, men's singles, women's doubles.
Yep. I get it.
Oh, I see. Men's doubles. And then one man and one woman each for mixed doubles.
Yes.
For the entirety of the PPA Tour 2021, these are the points leaders. So you win the Franklin Cup.
And if I get all these right, I win something.
Yeah. And let's make sure we're bleeping out Franklin in Franklin Cup. No free ad. So it should be, people should be hearing the bleep cup.
Okay.
Women's singles. Who do you think was the winner?
Catherine Parento.
Nailed it, dude. Nice.
Yes. I just went back to like results and was like, yeah, she's been doing pretty good on the singles grind. Okay.
One for one. Mm-hmm. I would bet that you should be able to get over 50% of these.
Cool.
Women's doubles.
And I named just one.
Yep.
Lucy Kovalova. Catherine Parento.
Simone Jarjean.
Ah.
Men's doubles.
Ben Johns.
Nailed it. You are 2 for 3.
Yep.
Mixed doubles. Woman.
Jarjean again? No. It's not Jarjean. It's Parento.
Kovalova.
Kovalova. Ugh, I knew all that. Right. I should have known that.
Last okay. one. Mixed yep. doubles. Male. This one will surprise you.
Riley Newman.
Matt Wright.
Matt Wright. We didn't do men's singles yet.
Yeah, we did. Ben Johns.
Oh, Ben Johns. We did. Okay, yeah, fine.
That was one of the ones you got.
Okay. Well, I did pretty poorly there.
Okay, we're not done with guessing games. I like the guessing games.
Okay.
Want to know why? Because I like knowing more than somebody else. It makes me feel better about
it. But you don't know. You're just reading it off of a paper.
Yeah, but in that moment, I have
knowledge that I have none. Yes, correct. See, this is why I don't read the newsletter very often, is because I like to do stuff like this too. And if I read the newsletter, then we both know. And then what is our conversation going to be about?
I agree. No, I like it. I like it. Okay. This guessing game, we're going to guess the pickleball popularity ranked by state. Ooh. So this is according to Google search data.
Okay.
And it's basically like popularity per capita.
Too, oh, per capita. Okay. Got it. I'm ready.
Okay. The per capita really yep. made a difference for you there.
It did, because I was going to say California number one if it was by the numbers, but per capita, now I have to think a little differently.
Yeah, wait, maybe per capita isn't the right term.
Per capita means a percent of the population. So you're basing it based on a percentage of the population. So if there's 100 people living in California, 3 people play pickleball.
Here, I'll read it so there's no question about
okay.
it. Okay. Let me make sure I'm reading there. According to Google, the following ranks each state by its interest in pickleball based on search volume. So
on search volume. So that's not per capita. That's just based on how many people in each state are Googling pickleball.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down.
So far. Okay.
Values are calculated on a scale from 0 to 100. So each state is assigned a value.
Okay.
Where 100 is the location with the most popularity as a fraction of the total searches in that location. Does that make any sense?
Kind no, of that doesn't make any sense.
A value of 50 indicates a location which is half as popular, for example, right? So the number one state is going to have a value of 100, and then everything else is going to be relative to that.
Okay, got it. But it's not per capita.
A value of 0 indicates a location where there was not enough data for this term.
Okay. Okay, top state, California.
No. So Florida. Let's see how many of the top 5 you can get. I'm going to see if you can get the top 5. If you
okay,
can get
California top 5?
Any one of the top 5. So
California is not top 5?
No.
Florida.
That comes in at number 5.
Arizona.
That's number 3, yeah.
Utah.
That's number 1. You're crushing it.
Texas.
Nope.
Hold, please.
It's going to be tough for you to get one of these.
Washington.
No. Where's Tyson McGuffin from?
Idaho.
Got it. And where's The Rock from? Our number one listener, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Oh, yeah. He left us our first review. Hawaii? Where is Dwayne The Rock Johnson
yeah.
from?
Yeah, nailed it.
Interesting. Okay.
He's a big Samoan dude, isn't he?
Yeah, but then that doesn't constitute being from Hawaii. If you're Samoan, it would mean you're from Samoa.
I'm sure.
But he has Samoan heritage. I don't know. I didn't know he lived in Hawaii. I didn't know he was from Hawaii. I would have guessed California.
Maybe he's not, dude, but he does all this, like, he loves Hawaii. He's always talking about
everybody
Hawaii.
Loves Hawaii.
He's always saying mahalo and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, maybe if you're saying mahalo and aloha, then yeah, you better be from Hawaii.
Where you really want people to think you're from Hawaii.
Where you really want people to know you live in Hawaii.
Like being annoying, or like maybe you recently went on a trip there and now you're just being annoying and you want somebody to bring it up.
Yeah, I hate going into a store in Hawaii and having some retiree who just barely moved there be like, aloha. And I'm like, hi to you as well. I don't know why it grinds my gears. It just does.
Let's see. All right. So you're from Utah.
Yes.
The governor of Utah.
Yeah.
You know
I saw
what he
that.
Did in the Capitol building?
Yeah. He set up a temporary net and played pickleball. Instead of governing, what he did was play pickleball.
And Brett Eldridge, country superstar.
Sure. Yeah.
His tour mate, Morgan Evans. And no, not that Morgan Evans.
Okay.
Morgan Evans, the country star.
Yeah.
I guess like he called it a prank. I mean, he recorded the whole thing, but legitimately just interrupted his concert and brought out a pickleball net and paddles. And they started playing on stage behind him.
Were they any good?
No, of course not.
Cool. When I was young, I went to a Ted Nugent concert, which I have to say, I don't necessarily, my beliefs do not align with what Ted Nugent's do today. But I was 15 years old. He brought out a bow and arrow, shot a guitar with it, and the guitar exploded with fire and fireworks. But now, instead of doing stuff like that,
sounds frightening.
People are playing pickleball on stage.
Mm-hmm.
What would you prefer, to watch an exploding guitar or watch some country music backup band play pickleball?
I would love to see the exploding guitar. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
This is good subject matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was my first concert, I think, that I went to.
I mean, that's all I got for this episode, actually.
That's good. I mean, why drag it on when we've hit everything we wanted to hit and probably more?
I was going to try and come up with something on the fly, but
we don't have to.
Yeah.
You missed your flight to Florida.
That was a bummer. I was going to be down there and Simone has a camp where I was going.
Oh man.
And, we're gonna get some good pickleball in, but, we couldn't get down to, it was in Key Largo.
Okay.
And, weather's just not cooperating down there. So I'm stuck in the cold here.
Oh, so it was the weather there that canceled, just dumping rain or
right.
What?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's like storms all weekend.
Okay. I thought it was storms in your area. And that would have been even worse if it was like brutal, like ice storm in your area.
Dude, it did snow just very briefly last night. And I promised myself I wouldn't
cry.
I wouldn't put myself in snowy situations for the rest of my life. I'm done with the snow. I'm done with Michigan.
Why don't you move down to Arizona, rent a place down here?
I'm looking at Austin, Texas.
Why?
Pickleball hub, man. I'm going to go be the real Thomas number one.
Oh, man. You're going to move next to Thomas Wilson, spy on him, never train with him so he can't see you, but train with all the people he trains with?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, fine.
I do have this sort of like secret agenda that I'm hoping if I move to Austin, there will be times where like Rob, Deckel, Vivian, you know, Ben, Colin, Zane, like they, and Thomas Wilson, they're like, oh, like we only have three or we only have seven. We need one more to round it out. And I get the call up and then I start to improve my game like Thomas Wilson did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the tour.
Do you think that's going to happen?
The likelihood is very, very low.
Yeah. Because even though I'm quite good friends with a lot of pros, and they will play with me, but it's just like for them, it's not even probably fun other than my personality is beaming, which they appreciate, they'd never call me to be like, let's train. They'd be like, come make us laugh, and maybe I'll hit you with a few body bags, and then you can put it on your Instagram.
Well, money talks, so.
You have money?
I'm going to pay my way.
Okay, well, good. I like it. I look forward to that. Make sure to document it, your rise to pickleball stardom. And know that Arizona will always have you here.
In its heart?
In its heart, or if you decide that Austin isn't going to work out, there's professional pickleball players in Arizona as well.
I like the idea of Phoenix. There is a lot of good pickleball there, too.
And
it's too hot in the summer.
It is, well, you get used to it. It is hot. And people say it's a dry heat, but it still feels hot. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But you do also get used to it, and you just don't let it stop you. And the good thing about the heat is that nobody else is on the pickleball courts. So, well, I would try, and if I were you, I'd try to move to Dreamland to see if you can be roommates with Deckel.
It's like 30 minutes out. It's kind of an inconvenient location. It's like it's a little bit of a drive.
That's what I would prefer. Be away from the hubbub.
I like the hubbub.
Yeah. Well, you're still under 30. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thomas, what else? That's all?
No. Subscribe to the podcast. Spotify, yes. Follow it. Sure. Apple Pods, subscribe.
Yep,
subscribe on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. It really, really helps us. Please. No, seriously. Please.
Dwayne The Rock Johnston did it. If Dwayne The Rock Johnston does it, then why wouldn't you?
Dude, our numbers are looking really well. I was actually reading them wrong, and I thought, okay, we're doing all right. And then somebody was like, nope, you just need to hit this button. And I was looking at the right, you know, whatever the right metric. We're doing well.
Of course we are. We're the number one podcast in pickleball, the voice of pickleball here. Nice. Thomas Shields and Tyson Apostle.
All right, we'll end on that because that was really smooth.
Yep.
That's Pickle Pod.
We did it. See ya. Guys.